Good morning, everyone. I know, surprise, I'm not Pastor Cindy, so I'm here on behalf of her, and she wanted me to read a few words for her, on behalf of her. It pains her that she's not here with you this morning. Unfortunately, she has developed an eye infection, and she would hate to pass it to anybody, so she's not here, and I've graciously offered to share the first part of her message. And then we're going to hear a few testimonies about the women's retreat that happened this weekend that I was a part of and I was blessed to witness. And we just keep her in prayer and hope that she heals and that we can just enjoy this Sunday. So I'm going to be sharing the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. And since this is the good news of our Lord, I will invite you to rise in body or in spirit for the reading. Here's God's word. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So they will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. These are the words of our Father. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I am a person. Hear me roar. I can do anything. I'm confident and powerful. I don't need anything or anyone. I am sufficient unto myself.
Listen. Wait. Rest. Quiet your spirit.
I don't have time to listen to drivel about peace and patience. I want to do what I want right now.
Listen. Wait. Rest. Quiet your spirit.
Why should I listen and wait?
Your spirit is in distress. You are trying to do too much all by yourself.
So what? Whenever I've counted on anyone else, I've been let down.
That hurts, doesn't it? There is one who really won't let you down.
Who is that?
Jesus, the Good Shepherd.
You think I need a shepherd like some stupid sheep? Or who doesn't know which direction to go? You think I need someone to watch over me? You think I'm weak?
We all need to know that we are not trying to live life absolutely alone without anyone.
Look, the world is a messy place. And it's either eat or get gobbled up yourself. I have to watch out for number one, you know.
The Good Shepherd watches over you.
Why?
Because he loves and cherishes you. He will keep you safe. He will provide for you.
For free?
He freely gave his life for you. Sure, you'll have to work and strive, but you'll have the assurance that Jesus is with you. Every step of the way. He won't solve your problem, but he will ease your soul that you may know the right path.
Well, what about when times get really tough?
That's when you'll find his presence strongly in your life. In the middle of all the difficulties, he will provide for you and comfort you.
So I don't have to do this alone?
No.
He won't let me down?
No.
I can count on him being with me forever?
Absolutely.
Lord, help me trust in you. Help me to be open to your presence and not to claim my own power, but to celebrate your power and compassion in my life.
Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in God's loving care forever.
Amen.
So there's a common belief that sheep are pretty dumb animals. But from what I've read, that's a myth. It's actually the cattle ranchers who started that rumor, because sheep do not follow cows. You see, cows are herded from the rear with shouts and prods from the cowboys, but that does not work with sheep. If you stand behind sheep making noises, they will just run around behind you. Cows can be pushed, sheep must be led. Sheep will not go anywhere that someone else does not go first, to show them what is right in everything that they're doing. Sheep seem to consider that shepherds are part of the family. The relationship they build grows up between them as the two become exclusive with one another. There is a connection between the shepherd and the sheep, a deep level of trust. Jesus calls us to be his sheep. But like the dramatic reading you just heard, sometimes we are stubborn, too sure of our own way that we fail to follow, fail to listen to his voice of our shepherd. And so sometimes we need time and space to stop running, to be still and to listen. So this past weekend, 20 women from our church, we gathered in Washington, New Jersey for a retreat to focus on prayer and listening for God's still small voice. Each of us experienced the moments of profound stillness that have willingly offered to share at this time. So I'm going to share my experience of what it was meant to pray and be still and just have that time with 20 other women, I think. So we went on a devotional walk Saturday morning, and we had a time to meditate on a short phrase that we had. And my phrase was, "I love Jesus, I will praise and worship him." And we walked up the hill to a cliff, and as we were looking, we were in the forest, and there was like nothing around, so no cars, no distractions. And I just saw the trees were like broken, like all the branches were dying, like it seemed like life was dead, everything was dead. But then I looked to the left, and I saw all these women looking over the cliff, and I just saw so much life in their eyes, so much beauty, so much hope. And I just saw that God was like living and breathing through them. So with all the brokenness around us, God was leading us. He was our shepherd. He was bringing life back into us, into the brokenness, into like so much hurt or so much pain people were dealing with. And that just made me just look at my own life and see sometimes how I'm broken down with fear, or I'm broken down with not knowing what I want to do, but that God is just my shepherd. And even when I'm stubborn and I plan everything, you can't plan everything, because God is leading you and God is just making a way and a pathway for you to follow. So as we shared that morning, I just felt like a breakthrough of being still, that moment of just standing on the cliff and just seeing death, and then knowing that through people and through the birds and through the sun, there's life still going. So that's my witness. I'm going to have Catherine come up and do her witness now.
Feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Now let me tell you, the Spirit has been doing Zumba in my heart this morning. So, with your indulgence, I need to share the message. Dear God, thank you for loving and teaching me. Now give my tongue the wisdom to deliver your true message. Last night, when Pastor Cindy texted that she had a swollen eye and might need help with today's service, one question troubled my soul, which was, why did this happen to Pastor Cindy? And one immediate answer that dropped into my thoughts was, so you can deliver a message. And I thought, oh, right, there's nobody more qualified to deliver the message, come on. But I prayed and I went to sleep, and this morning I got a text from Pastor confirming that she has a bacterial infection in her eye and was not going to be able to lead worship today. And again, I asked God, why? Well, the answers came in this tremendous, joyful breakthrough in my spiritual life that I humbly share with you now. See, I've always struggled with swallowing the Bible whole, or not just because of the hateful passages that you have been used over the years to justify persecuting others. Mostly my trouble has been with the book of Job. The God that I interpret from that book, from that first section, the first chapter of Job, he seems capricious and careless to me, allowing Satan to punish his most faithful servant, and it seems like just to prove something about God, so he lets us suffer to prove something? Well, this morning, I learned something different, so I was able to see the book of Job in a new light. You know, Pastor Cindy has been such a blessing to this church, and she works without ceasing to benefit all of us. And she wanted to have this women's retreat because she knows the struggles of the mothers and the daughters in this church, but also because she wanted time to rest and be still herself. Well, she worked without ceasing for the whole retreat. She never rested. She was leading us in prayer, leading us in worship, fretting over the arrangements for each activity we did, and being careful that everyone got included in some of the process. And we were so appreciative of her labors, we wanted to show her our love. So we anointed her with oil, and we laid hands on her, and we prayed over her. And what happened? The oil that we used to anoint her ran into her eye and gave her a bacterial infection. What is the purpose? Why? You know, I believe everything happens for a reason and that everything is part of God's ultimate plan, but sometimes in pride I struggle to see the plan, to understand why this is happening. Why do bad things happen to very good people? Why did God allow these bad things to happen in Job? And now I see it. He opened my eyes. He loves us all so much that he's given the freedom to us to choose to love him back. He gave us free will. He also gave free will to his angels because he loves them too. He gave free will to all of his creation. And Lucifer chose to defy God's law. He chose to elevate himself from his free will. God allowed this choice and gave Lucifer the freedom to turn away. The bad things that happen to us in this life are not God's punishment. They're the result of other beings exercising their free will to be cruel to their fellows. That's the message of Job that I've been missing my whole life. God does not punish his children, but he does not stay our hands from punishing each other. But the thing to remember is that God alone has the power to give life, and only he can take your life away. Satan can take us to the brink. It says in Job that all we have is in Satan's power. But upon ourselves, our true spirit, Satan cannot put a hand. When we're snatched from the jaws of death, and I've heard stories of that happening to people in this congregation, that is God helping us to overcome Satan's choice to punish us. That is God giving us the choice in his kingdom to choose light, choose life, and he will protect us from the power of death unto eternity. Another amazing thing I want to share about the Bible. Once when I questioned God about the Bible, he told me, all the answers are in there, but sometimes the answers are to other people's questions. So this morning, as I was searching for the answer to why Pastor Cindy got an eye infection from our efforts to lift her up, God led me to this verse. It's Psalm 119, verse 136. Rivers of waters run down because they keep not thy law. He took me there. He took me to see that this was not his choice. It was a choice that happened on earth. Bad things happen when others choose not to follow God's law, when they choose not to love him, when they choose not to obey his commandments. And all creation has this freedom of choice. One final struggle that I have and that I've voiced to the pastor at the retreat this weekend is, how do we pray for those who choose to do evil? And this morning, the Holy Spirit even answered that question. We must have compassion on the wicked. They have been blinded by Satan's tricks. They've been tricked into behaving against their own best interest. But they will taste the sting of death eventually if they do not change their ways. While those of us who choose to obey the law will join God in eternal glory. Pray for the wicked, that they might open their hearts and receive the love of God. Amen.
We will now have our last witness by Lucia.
Good morning, church. Be anxious about nothing, pray about everything. This is taken from part of the scripture that comes from Philippians 4, specifically verse 6. This is a scripture that I've been reading and meditating on for some time. And during our women's retreat became my mantra. During our devotion walk, we had time to sit or stand in silence. Something I often forget to do. Why? Because I'm consumed by fears of not measuring up, financial burdens, and the purpose for my life, which doesn't allow me to sit in silence or in peace for that matter. If I know that God said, be anxious about nothing, pray about everything, then why am I putting myself through this? Well, by the end of the retreat, I really, really decided to leave all my concerns, burdens, and fears at his feet. God wants to give us peace in our lives, and we often carry weight that we are not supposed to. He has already told us that his burden is light. So why do we put all these unnecessary things on ourselves? Have you ever felt forced to be still? Like there is so much going on, you literally have no choice but to do nothing. Well, there is joy in being still. Being still allows you to focus on the promises of our Heavenly Father. Being still allows him to work in our lives and actually bear witness to it. If you are not still, you might just miss it. You may even confuse it with luck, or even worse, the work of your own hands. I leave you with this. Allow God to make good on your promises, on his promises. Accept where you are in your life, and remember to depend on God for everything. He is your shepherd.
Thank you. We will now close in prayer. God, thank you for this time, God. Thank you for allowing you to lead us as your sheep, God, as you are our shepherd. Let us abide in you. Let your words abide in us, God. Because if we let those things happen, God, you will lead us, God. And you will not lead us astray, Lord. You will lead us with hope. You will lead us with faith, God. And you will lead us with peace, Lord. Help us to be still, God. That's one thing I've learned from you, God. As your sheep, Sometimes we do. We're stubborn. We want to move. We want to go in every direction that we can, God. But if we just follow you and we're just still and we just listen to your voice, we will see the beauty that brokenness can bring, God. So in that brokenness, give us life, give us hope, and just give us joy, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Our responsive hymn is number 2218 in the black hymnal. The words are also up on the screens up front. I invite you to stand and sing along.
Be seated.